From Washington, this is VOA News. The chief of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency admits that some interrogators broke the rules in using tough tactics on terror suspects. And a double bomb attack in central Nigeria kills 31 people. I'm Michael Lippin. The head of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has defended its use of enhanced interrogation techniques in confronting suspected terrorists after the 2001 attacks on the United States. In a rare news conference at CIA headquarters on Thursday, Director John Brennan said the tough tactics provided useful information to U.S. authorities who were seeking to thwart more attacks and capture al-Qaeda terrorists. A U.S. Senate report issued earlier this week had claimed that the CIA's harsh tactics yielded no worthwhile intelligence and amounted to torture. Brennan acknowledged that some CIA operatives went beyond authorized methods, but said that was the exception rather than the rule.
In a limited number of cases, agency officers used interrogation techniques that had not been authorized, were abhorrent, and rightly should be repudiated by all.
Brennan also admitted that it's impossible to know whether harsh interrogation methods produced the exact information that the CIA used to counter other terrorist threats. Nigerian officials say two bombs have exploded in the central city of Jos, killing at least 31 people. The Thursday evening blasts happened in the same market where a twin car bombing killed at least 118 people in May. Suspicion for the latest incident is falling on militant group Boko Haram, which was blamed for that May attack. Boko Haram has been waging war for the last 5 years to establish an Islamist state in northeast Nigeria. President Goodluck Jonathan declared a state of emergency in three northeastern states last year. You're listening to VOA News. Beijing and Washington are again challenging each other's positions on a long-standing dispute about who owns the South China Sea's reefs and islands. Shannon Van Sant has the details.
A U.S. State Department report examined the historic, geographic, and legal basis for China's vast claims in the strategic region, concluding that they do not accord with the international law of the sea based on the U.N. treaty that China has signed. That drew a sharp response from China's foreign ministry. Spokesperson Hong Lei said China's rights and claims in the sea are formed by history and upheld by Chinese governments. He said the U.S. report violates its commitment of taking no sides in the South China Sea issue. China's territorial claims in the South China Sea are outlined in maps containing the so-called nine-dash line, a boundary that encloses water, islands, and other features of the resource-rich sea. This includes territory that has long been claimed by other nations, including Vietnam and the Philippines. The study by the U.S. State Department says China's maps, dating back to 1947, used to back its claims, lack precision and are too inconsistent to form as the basis for its historical claim in the waterway. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
Hundreds of Hong Kong activists have been peacefully taken into custody as authorities cleared barricades and tents from the hub of a two-month-long pro-democracy protest. Veteran activists and pro-democracy legislators joined the demonstrators, who did not resist when police began clearing the Admiralty camp near the government headquarters on Thursday. Police were enforcing a high court ruling that allows authorities to reopen traffic in Admiralty. Similar action is expected soon at a smaller site in Causeway Bay. At its peak, the Occupy protest movement attracted tens of thousands of demonstrators, presenting an unprecedented challenge to Beijing's rule of Hong Kong. The protesters want Beijing to allow fully democratic elections for Hong Kong's top leader in 2017. Well, one of the strongest U.S. West Coast storms in years has hit Northern California, drenching the region with as much as 13 centimeters of rain, accompanied by 230-kilometer wind gusts. Thursday's storm closed schools and disrupted normal life in San Francisco, flooding highways and knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of people. Some commuter train and subway stations were forced to shut down. Residents in hilly areas also have been warned to watch out for mudslides. The storm is predicted to dump as much as a meter of snow in parts of the Sierra Nevada mountains before moving south to Los Angeles and San Diego. I'm Michael Lippin in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.